Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. So glad and elated that y'all have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today, so we're going to get on in it. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for bringing us all together one more time to Blog Talk to Hear and the Father broadcast with Joy and Peace. We thank and hope that each and everything that we say today will lead someone else closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as we go forth today, the hand of Father, remove me out of the way and speak, Holy Ghost, through me. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we are talking about the kingdom of God is within you. You know, and when we talk about the kingdom, you know, many people think the kingdom of God is as heaven or as the church. But the kingdom of God does not come with your carefulness because the kingdom of God is within you. Observation, nor will people say, here it is or there it is. Jesus said the kingdom had already begun right under the Pharisees' nose. God was ruling in the heart of his common people. And the king himself was standing among the kingdom of God. It's with you or among you. You know, the kingdom of God is essentially inward. With many hearts, the kingdom with yourself reach. If you must make the right choices, the kingdom of God is within you. So today we're talking about the kingdom of God. And, you know, a working definition of God's kingdom from a biblical perspective can be seen as God's universal reign as creator and Christ's exemplary work as redeemer. Since God is eternal, his kingdom is eternal. The kingdom of God transcends time and space. You know, since God is the creator of everything, he reigns over all things. His role as creator God established his authority over the earth and all of his creatures. You know, over in Psalms 24 and 1, it says, the earth is the Lord and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Also in Psalms 103:19, it says, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rule over all. You know, we think about sin challenged God's authority over his kingdom. You know, scriptures speak of Satan rebelling against God, which subsequently led to the institution of the fallen angel, establishment of a counterfeit kingdom on earth. And we talk about the kingdom of God today. You know, the kingdom of God can be found in the heart of those whose life Jesus reigns as king. It is the kingdom of good relationship because you are reconciled with God and live in harmony with him. This takes place throughout the power and love of Jesus. As far as possible, you then live in peace with your fellow human being. You know, unfortunately, political and social disagreements have caused many people to end up on a sidetrack, and they continue trying to reach the kingdom without opening their hearts and live to the merciful occupation of Christ's holy presence. Only when the risen Lord reigns supreme in the lives of people can his kingdom be established in their thoughts, spirits, and emotions. You know, belonging to the kingdom of God demand unconditional and unconditional obedience to the king. He must be assured of your faithfulness, and you must strive to do his will, not your will, but his will. This faithfulness is not a one-time vow made in a moment of intense emotion, but a daily devotion to him, regardless of your emotional state. When the king of this inner kingdom let his power be left, you experience his strength, joy, peace, and all his blessings in your daily life. You know, the greatest joy to life is the steadfast knowledge that you belong to him, to you, because he lives in you through his Holy Spirit. You know, it says, come, Lord Jesus, and reign as we supreme king in my heart and my life. That's where the kingdom of God is, within you. It's in your heart. It's in your life. You know, grant that the world will know where our citizenship is. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of love, and love is never a stagnant post. We're talking about the kingdom today. We're talking about the power and the glory of the kingdom today. You know, over in Genesis 2, Satan convinced the first human to trust in themselves, which is a no-no, rather than in God's wisdom, leading them to break fellowship with their sovereign creator. Instead of operating out of respect of God's sovereignty, man desired to trust in half-truth and personal desire. The consequence of their sin was they had to leave the garden, a simple, a perfect provision by their sustainer. You know, over in Revelation 12 and 4, the word of God says, its tail spared a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment it was born. 2 Corinthians said, the God of this age have blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displayed the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. You know, God promised a kingdom. Though sin now permitted mankind, God called out a people for himself to bless through Abraham. Through a covenant, God promised that through Abraham, he would reestablish his kingdom, authority on earth. You know, I went over to Genesis 12, 2 and 3, and the word of God said, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so shall ye be blessed, and I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curse you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Right now, God is blessing our nation. Even when people are trying to make it not a good nation, but he made it a great nation. He will curse you. He will curse all that do not adhere to his word. You know, Abraham and his descendants, would have three things. He gave a land, a nation, and a blessing. This showed God advancing his kingdom through a chosen people who would be permanently set apart for God's. You know, God shows his standard of holiness with his kingdom. After Israel escaped from Egypt, God established a covenant with his people at Mount Sinai. He revealed his name to Moses as I am, establishing his character as the all sustaining one. When he gave the law to Moses for the people of Israel, he does so to set the nations apart from all others on earth. You know, God's holiness was the standard for the people's obedience. The Israelite faith was to guide their action. Forgiveness came by way of sacrifice through meditation of the priest. You know, the conditioned nature of the covenant revealed God's standard of holiness that must be maintained in his kingdom. You know, when you think about that, in a world where so many people think that evil reigns over truth and justice, right now people are walking all around the world for truth and for justice. We must never lose sight of the fact that the power and the sovereignty and the majesty reside in God. It is this knowledge and only this that encourage and strengthen us, even in our darkest hour. You know, history attests to many instances where it appeared as everything was lost. No, it's not. When anger and lawlessness threaten to destroy all good work, which people are doing now by looting, by stealing, burning down. You know, you think about all the things they are destroying, all good order, with selfishness and lust dominate the thoughts of many people. When powerful nations attempt to destroy weak ones, you see that's happening every day when you turn your TV on or when you put your computer or iPad or telephone on. You see nation going against nation, presidents against presidents, mayors against mayors, governors against governors. You see it happening right now in your own city when innocent people was oppressed and tortured. That's why the movement is going on, for the oppressed and the tortured people of our country. You know, despite all these histories, also manifest those times when truth and justice will triumph. There may have been a time of anxiety, concern, when fear and suffering was real. But ultimately, the power of evil was destroyed and the righteous prevailed. You know, however, hopeless circumstances may seem, never forget that God is almighty and great and that he is still in control. No matter what we see on the TV, no matter what we hear the news media saying, who are you going to believe in? Who are you going to put your trust in? You going to put it in the destruction or you going to put it in Jesus, which is the kingdom that's in our heart? You know, place your trust in Jesus Christ over your Redeemer and find encouragement and peace in the knowledge that our setbacks are merely temporarily, because Christ has already conquered the world. You see that right now. No matter what's going on, God has already conquered the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on a moment. Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where you been hiding? I'm looking for you.
Oh, I was doing my broadcast. How long you going to be down there?
Come whenever you're ready to come on through. It's up under the bridge. I got you.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll be.
The produce, like, you know, onions, potatoes, carrots.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be there as soon as I'm through my broadcast. I'll get that to you by 11.
That's cool. That's fine. We'll be here.
Okay, babe. Bye-bye. Now, just look at God. I'm on the broadcast, and blessings is following me. Blessings is calling in for me. You know God is good. I got a blessing just waiting with my name on it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're talking about the kingdom today. Woo! The kingdom of God. You know, after Israel escaped from Egypt, God established a covenant with his people at Sinai. He revealed his name to Moses as I am. Oh, my God. When you think about that, ooh, I am, that I am. You know, over in Exodus 19, 3 and 6, Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him.
from the mountain and saying, this is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you out on eagle wings and brought you to myself. Oh, my God. Look how God is doing these people. He's bringing them out right now. He's blessing them in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of protests, marches, injustice. Look how God's still blessing his people. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. Today we are talking about the kingdom. The kingdom and the power and the glory. You know, what is important for God today? Not that which is difficult for his own appointed, but that which is contrary to his character. Today, we're going to leave with you the kingdom on earth. God foresaw his kingdom on earth. God promised that David, that someone from his family would always sit on the throne of Israel. The anointed king of Israel was to be a righteous king who set a standard by which the nation was to live. It is through this king that God would express his rule in Israel. Even through Israel, kings was unfaithful and lost their throne because of that unfaithfulness. God maintained a fruitless messianic promise. Today, we're talking about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is in us. The kingdom of God was established on earth when Jesus Christ came into the world. My. When the angel Gabriel announced the birth of Jesus to Mary, he confirmed Christ's birth, fulfilled God's promise to David. The purpose of John the Baptist was to prepare the way for the ministry of Jesus. One of the ways he did this was by calling the people of Israel back to God through repentance. Oh, my. I think I'm going to have to do a two-part on that because today I only put it for 30 minutes. I'm going to have to do a two-part on the kingdom of God. It's not a physical place, you all. But when you think about the kingdom of God, only and the kingdom is within you. Everybody that's on the line, and we'll tune in later. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. Oh, my God. Oh, we give God the praise today, and we give him the glory. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for teaching us, dear Heavenly Father, what to do, how to do it, and what to not do, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, we come to give you praise. We come to give you glory, dear Heavenly Father, because it's all about you. It's not about us. So, God, we say thank you for the kingdom that's within us, dear Heavenly Father. You said it in your word, dear Heavenly Father, that when you left, dear Heavenly Father, the kingdom, you promised us a kingdom, dear Heavenly Father, and we're assured of it, dear Heavenly Father, so we thank you for it today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Hope to hear from you all next week. You all be blessed. Be safe from the pandemic. Stay in. If you got to go out, go get it and come right back. Like I'm not saying that, I'm going to get it right now and coming back with it. So until next week, you all be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. If I had the tentacle of an octopus, I would hug each one and tell you just how much I love you. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.